Greetings once again, true believers, and welcome to the sixth installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. We have made it to half a dozen. I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig. With me are Chaos 72 and Sneaky Beat 15, better known as Ray and Ian of the Longbox Heroes Alliance. Gentlemen.
Greetings.
Hello. Welcome back.
As I came back to this cold, dreary weather of central Pennsylvania. Last week I was in Austin. It was 100 freaking degrees. And I came back here, and it's been cold and rainy ever since.
Right. So. How was the most misleadingly named conference I've ever heard of?
It was super awesome. Their theme party this year was for the new Star Wars release.
Okay.
So Cisco gave everyone lightsabers.
Oh, wow.
And then the party consisted of an amazing cover band, bunches of rented people in Star Wars outfits.
Right.
So there was a Darth Vader, a Red Imperial Guardsman, Stormtrooper, slave outfit, Princess Leia, and a teenager-sized Anakin walking around for your photo op.
Right.
At one point, the mascot of Spice Works, the Spice Wreck, who's a Tyrannosaurus, got into a breakdancing contest with Darth Vader on the dance floor, and it was amazing.
Nice.
But yeah, they gave out all kind of, Star Wars Pez, glow sticks that had handles that look like lightsabers.
Okay.
So everyone had little glow stick lightsabers as well.
Wow.
And yeah, it was a good, and the featured drink was a Tatooine sunset. So
ridiculous.
It was super nerdy, but super fun.
There was no star of the first three episodes, 1 through 3. There was no Jar Jar.
No, because like all good nerds know, those movies don't exist. We will start at the three actual movies that came out when I was a kid, because those were good. And we will promptly proceed into these new ones that Lucas has no involvement in and also appear like they're going to be good.
Ah, well, that totally really helps to offset the amount of things that were not, I thought were not spice appropriate. Like there was, like you said, there was no Spice Girls concert.
There was not.
Were there any Fremen giving sandworm riding lessons?
No, but there was more than one person wearing a t-shirt saying that the spice must flow.
Okay,
so it kind of paid off,
nice.
Right?
Okay.
Was there a cooking masterclass by Elzar and the many uses of the spice weasel?
There was not.
Oh.
Yeah, what else was it?
Man, I don't even get that reference.
Oh, it's a,
that's Futurama.
Futurama.
In Futurama, okay. There's an alien who is...
essentially Emeril
Lagasse. Yeah, it's Emeril, and instead of saying bam, he pumps things up with a spice weasel. If you squeeze the weasel, it blows spice out its nose into your food.
All right.
But no, it was a good tech show. Lots of nerdy jokes. Lots of free swag.
Did you meet your swag
quota? I think I grabbed
quota?
Like 8 sets of earbuds. Lots of those USB power charger bricks. I got a pile of those. I got new t-shirts. Got a new hoodie. All kind of stuff. All
right.
Wow.
So do you just take an extra empty suitcase with you when you go to this conference?
Well, what's awesome is part of the conference each year is they give you a free backpack that changes every year. So you fill up the backpack with all your swag and then bring it back with you.
That's your new carry-on?
It is.
Nice.
I ate lots of, I think I had brisket 3 days. So
I went to pick him up at the airport and he's got a lightsaber sticking out of the backpack.
Yeah, this was interesting. Not that it really isn't, but it was. So I'm going through, security at the airport.
Right.
With the lightsaber.
They completely are unfazed by the lightsaber sticking out of my bag.
Reasonable.
However, I was wearing my New York Mets throwback jersey with, Doc Gooden emblazoned across the back.
Yes.
And apparently the because that's a, a replica jersey. So the patching and everything is real thick, solid stuff. The thickness of the patches set off their scanning machine.
What?
And I had to be patted down to make sure I wasn't hiding things on my shoulders.
Oh, right. Okay.
Because of the thickness of the padding.
That's wacky.
So they don't care less that I'm carrying a lightsaber around. However,
right.
Oh, you're wearing a baseball jersey. Come over here, sir. So that was my trip to Texas and back via Chicago.
All right.
All right. So this week's episode is coming from, we're at the end of September here. 9:30
yes.
Through 10:07 of the year 2015. Deadpool Daily's coming up. Today was the green favorite character of the podcast, Kamala Khan. Thursday is green Quicksilver. Well, that'll be good. Friday, blue Scarlet Witch, which is even better. Saturday, yellow Vision, not so much. Sunday, yellow Black Panther, good time. Monday, yellow Magneto. Tuesday, green Storm. And next Wednesday is our favorite get in the cage for a righteous uppercut.
Yeah, the yellow Luke Cage, that is by far my favorite here. And you mentioned Green Quicksilver and how good that is. Yeah, that's the one that I have maxed out for Quicksilver.
I'm most looking forward to the Scarlet Witch because it turns out the more I play Wanda, the more I like Wanda.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, her powers are good. She's got stun of multiple characters. She can blow up tiles and make AP out of them, which a lot of people can't do. And sure. She just keeps generating pink all the time. So it turns out I like to team her up with other people who use pink. And not use her pink and use the other people's pink.
Okay. That's fair. I'm probably, much to obviously the whole podcast surprise, I was most excited about today's because, getting Kamala Khan up to a usable level. Yeah. She's just absolutely ferocious as a character.
Yeah, Jebediah Springfield's embiggened hands is really devastating.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, Luke Cage on the other end of this spectrum will be equally exciting.
Yep.
Yeah, the big argument is that she is incredibly powerful. I have her at 4-4-1 now, so I need more green. But and I've put no ISO into her whatsoever because of the whole animation.
Right. Well, that feel like if you put ISO into, to get him up to a mid level somewhere in the lower hundreds to somewhere over 94, are you at risk of getting bumped up into another tier?
Yes.
So keep them low until they're ready to be maxed out.
Definitely what I'm doing with her.
I have mine. Mine's actually maxed out. Mine is at 4-4-5. However, she's still at level 40.
Again, wise, but yeah, you should. If you ever have ISO
I should probably level her up and start using her because she's ready to go.
Good, absolutely.
And I've got 5 in Biggins. So.
Right. The only way she'd be better is if you can get that the yellow up to 5-3-5. I think
That was today's power. No, today was green.
So next go round.
Yeah. I think I had her at...
The yellow is her auto-healing?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
But
I haven't used her hardly at all. I mean, obviously.
Right,
so.
Right.
But again, I am building her up just because I hear she's so powerful.
Right.
And the healing, I've experienced. Have to have that.
It's just got annoying sounds and animation.
Yeah. Super frustrating, but super good character. And like I said, I finally made it to, enough points in this season that I got my very first Luke Cage cover. So I'll be able to enjoy a second Luke Cage cover in just a week's time.
All right, good times. Story events that were going on. The simulator was the one that finished up first. Notable things in there, 8,000 got you a green human torch. 13,500 was a blue Doc Ock, and for 27,000 you got a legendary token. 1 to 2 place was Black Electra, and places 3 through 150 were She-Hulk tokens. That event made me super sad. Because I got all the way to the end, I got my legendary token, I opened it up, and got a 4-star character, and I was like, woohoo! Oh, but it was Green Invisible Woman, which I already had 5 of. My only 4-star character who's got 5 of one color. And I had to sell that one for ISO.
That's your luck.
I was so sad. Anybody else finish that one out and get something?
No, the simulator was way too hard. Oh, man, I put some time into... PvP at that point because so many of the matches I was just losing characters and I got frustrated with it. I didn't think there was any way I was reaching 27k.
I agree. I just quit. I actually dumped a lot of extra time into PvP because I really want. Like I said, I got the Luke Cage, so that means I'm ever so close to getting my very first 10 pack.
Yeah, I really need to push for the 10 pack before the season expires. Okay, so the current event, which will be wrapping up in the next. Day in X many hours, is Thick as Thieves. Notable things there, 24,000 was Red She-Hulk, and then you had to get to 48,000 for the legendary token. I'm not there yet. I'm at like 40,000 with 17 hours to play in my slice. First and second place was Purple Ant-Man, and 3 through 150 is Mohawk. Where's everyone else in that event?
The Thick as Thieves?
Yeah.
I have not activated it yet.
Wow.
You've got like a day left.
I'll get to it. I'll put some points into it for the sake of the alliance.
Yeah, I'm at what was it, 35,000 something? But I picked one of the later times to start, not quite as late as Ian.
Right.
I don't think there's any way from looking at the standings that I can even get in the top 150. However, in I just want to get the legendary token.
That's all
which
I'm
I should be
for.
Able to. Should be able to pull that off in the next 24 hours, so that'll be nice.
Yeah. As soon as that wraps up, the next event starting up is the ISO 8 Brotherhood. where it appears to be a big point event. 45,000 will get you a yellow mohawk, and 82,000 is needed for that legendary token. First and second place get you a teenage Jean Grey, and spots 3 through 150 are Human Torch covers.
Yeah, I'm expecting that that event will probably take us through to the mystery event in 7 days.
I would have to think. That's probably going to be a 7 day event.
I mean, the fact that you need 82,000 for the top reward, it's probably going to be, you know, significantly in length.
Probably a different sub event every day for the next 7 days. So right. If you can get 10,000 a day, you'll be close. PvP events going on. We have the Beast being featured in the Real McCoy. 800 got you a yellow Beast. 1,000 got you a green thing. 1,300 is the legendary, which seems to be the new trend. First place was a yellow Sheathor. And 2 through 100 got you Doc Ock covers. I played that event just to get the first couple rewards, and that's as far as I got. Did anyone else even play that one?
The Real McCoy? I did. I placed low. I waited too long to join it, so I had, like, you know, an hour and a half to grind. You know, I got the best possible low reward. I failed. It was something terrible, like, you know, 3 basic tokens. So, didn't do very well, but it pushed me a little bit closer in my PvP total.
Yeah, I gave up on it too quick. I put a whole bunch of into the previous PvP, but now I really want to get the Thick of Thieves legendary, so I have not hit 8 is enough yet.
Right.
But I got a little bit of time, really,
yeah,
as long as I can.
Yeah, you got plenty of time on 8 is enough.
Yeah, there's like a day or so. So as long as I get in the last, you know, 5 or 6 hours, I can get get some of the rewards.
Right.
Right. Right, so 8 is enough is the next event. That's the Doc Ock event. 800 for a Doc Ock, 1K for a Red Sheathor, 1,300 legendary. First place is Green X-Force Wolverine, and then 2 through 100 is She-Hulks.
Okay.
So that's what's going on there. For the season, it's getting down close, so I really need to hammer it more.
Yep, hustle.
There's only 4 days left in Season 19, and Ian is ahead of me. I'm only at 2142, so I have not gotten the 2200 for the Luke Cage yet. So I need to try and grind in to get that 3000 to get that 10 back.
Right.
In the next couple of days.
I feel optimistic.
Yeah, actually, I got the 10 pack. I struggled for a while to get up there and get the Jean Grey at 2000 in the simulator.
Mm. Oh, right. I need to go play a bunch of simulator. I want that Jean Grey.
I hit 1600, and then I didn't play for, I don't know, like, 12 hours and came back and lost 500 points.
Oh.
Mm.
So, yeah, that really made me sad, and yeah. I haven't got back to it yet.
That would kill my motivation.
Yeah, but I really would like her. She is one of the 4 stars I don't have at all, so we'll put some more time into it.
All right, as we alluded to there, we'll bring this topic up. As I'm sure everyone has seen in your storyline, they have been teasing the big new mystery event.
Right. It appeared
starting in
shortly,
7 days.
Shortly after we signed off.
Right.
Last week.
It is a picture of a galaxy. We're assuming that this will be a Galactus-themed event. I'm assuming that it will be something like the Ultron event where you will fight Galactus and not get a Galactus as a reward.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I can't even imagine
that. Would be
that.
Unacceptable, I think.
Right.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're going to make Silver Surfer 5-star, then Galactus has to be a 7-star.
Right.
Mean,
right.
No, he should be. I agree with you. He should be like Ultron. He's a nemesis.
Right. That just
not
looms
something
large.
You put in your roster. That's
yeah. I think it will be an Ultron-like event where you will do things to battle. Which I'm hoping that they put in all the other heralds and they will just keep throwing heralds at you. And
oh,
then you get
be...
to fight Galactus at the end. That would be mind blowing.
It would be, but I don't know that it's going to be that mind blowing. And I don't even know that it's going to be Galactus. Are we thinking this because they introduced the Silver Surfer? And as
that
he
was
goes,
my thought
Galactus
is that he
goes?
Is the herald. Telling you that Galactus is coming.
That's very possible. That would make sense. I mean, my first thought was it was going to be, you know, Thanos-themed, just because he seems to be the villain looming large in the movie franchise, and we already saw that he has an unlimited supply of minions that attacked New York.
That's true.
But again, I don't know how far into the future of the franchise they're looking, so I would not be that surprised if they went the way you said, that Silver Surfer was heralding in Galactus.
I wouldn't be disappointed with either one of those. Either Thanos or Galactus. If, you know, as long as it is that's your person to defeat.
Right.
That's your big
right.
villain.
Right.
I don't
right.
know. Thanos
I agree.
Just makes me sad because I always confuse him with Darkseid because they're the same character.
Right. They are Marvel DC versions of one another.
And every time I see him, I'm like, oh, it's Darkseid. Nope, wrong movie.
Right.
No, it's Thanos.
Right. Absolutely. But have you noticed that the as it teases closer to the event, that the animation is changing and filling in?
Yes, it is.
No, I have not noticed.
It started out just as a nebulous spiral galaxy. Now they've added planets and a sun and a little, looks like a satellite or something, off in the upper right-hand corner, and seems to be a shadow looming over the entirety of the galaxy.
Oh, that looks like a head or something.
Wait a minute, though. The first image, I apparently didn't pay enough attention to this. The first image was a galaxy. This is not a galaxy.
No,
this is a
solar
system.
Yeah. The first image was a spiral galaxy, and now it is a full-on solar system.
All right, I'm sold. It has to be Galactus.
The thing's getting closer, then.
Yeah, absolutely. I just like that they have taken the time to put in that little extra effort.
Yep, hadn't noticed. Sorry to the creators. I hadn't noticed.
Well, yeah, they put that timer on there that said, like, 16 days
right,
later.
So
you just,
yeah,
ignore that for, you know, 15 days.
Exactly. Other things that happened since last we spoke. There have been two of the 4-star Deadpool Daily kickoffs. The first one was Invisible Woman versus, for some unknown reason, Quicksilver.
Right.
Not sure how that grudge match came out.
Well, yeah, that completely convinced me that they are picking the Nemesis character based on the powers and not necessarily the storyline.
I agree, right. Because he had the power to punch through her invisibility.
Right, exactly. Right. Yeah, his blue power could kill you even through anything. Well, any of his powers could kill me instantly. But.
Right. Turns out that Invisible Woman is my highest level character at 172. So that one was actually really easy for me. I boosted up my yellow, you know, with boosts. I went into the match. I became invisible, like, instantaneously. Built up, you know, some blue, not enough for him to explode them. Then I punched him, you know, I blew them all up with green. And, you know, he pretty much blew him up fairly quickly.
Yeah, that was, I mean, it's the same. You just need to get that invisibility up. And then
right.
Once you do that, keep his blue lock tiles.
Right. Yep. You either need to eat up the team up tiles or keep him from matching blue.
Now, as opposed to being level 172, my Invisible Woman is 78. So her damage was way low.
Right.
That fight took me an easy 45 minutes.
Mm.
Of just nothing but trying to keep his blue out and trying to keep all yellow away from my invisibility tile.
Right.
So that he couldn't blow it up. But did manage to squeak one out. It, it was a long fight. But very much worth it.
Right. My result was much similar to Ray's than it was to
really?
Yours. Yeah, absolutely. I won, but it was a long, slow grind of invisibility and defending against that blue power from going off and killing me. And I won
right.
eventually, and I was satisfied.
But her invisibility made that fight worth it. I mean, as long as you had that power.
Yep.
Because
right.
I only have a 1 in invisibility.
Good enough.
But that's still.
But that's
yeah,
all you need.
Enough.
Yep.
Right.
All right. So then, we all managed that one. So that's the first time we all managed to win.
Yes.
Before Star Deadpool Daily.
Yep. Absolutely.
Ray's been on a level streak there. You've gotten 3 of them, right?
I've got 3. Yeah.
Yeah. I've only gotten that one. My 4-star characters are not. Tend to be very good.
Right.
Today's, I had 0% chance of winning. It was Hulkbuster versus Hulk. It turns out that I have 2 covers for Hulkbuster. I appeared on the screen. I taunted Hulk for a little while. Then he got angry at me. And he smashed the screen for a zillion points of damage, and off I died. I tried it, like, twice and gave up. Anybody else?
I don't have Hulkbuster, so I somehow have even less of a percentage than your 0% chance. I do have it on my other game, which is not related to our Longlox Hero Alliance, so I did try it, and I don't talk about it often, but it was a savage beating. It was a quick and savage beating, and I thought, I will save my health packs for another fight.
Right.
Yeah, mine was not quick. I fought him for a long time. I have Hulkbuster at 2-1-1. And I fought him and kept, I got all the good matches, kept green away from him, I kept red away from him so he couldn't do anything. I tried to match off his black so he couldn't build more green with the angry. But in the end, he was able to get one clap off and done.
Yeah.
Level 94 Hulkbuster has no chance whatsoever.
Yeah.
Because I think I got him down to, what, 14,000 hit points? It was, you know, ridiculous.
Yeah, I had no chance on this one.
So, yeah, we'll wait and see what the next one brings in 5 days.
Yeah, because unfortunately we have no idea. Cannot find any information, hints, teases, anything about what the next one may be. If someone at D3 would like to give us a yell and give us some advanced knowledge, we would totally welcome that.
I am going to take a stab in the dark and say that it is the Goddess of Thunder. That's my guess. That's my prediction.
Okay, I suppose it could be. Let me look at my 4-star roster here.
I was going to say, I have no reason to make these guesses, but I will say...
Oh, me either.
Okay, good. In that case, I'll say Elektra.
Oh, I have Elektra. I can make it. I can try that. What did we do? We did X-Force. What do we got? We got Fury.
No, we did Fury.
Yeah, Fury done. Yeah, Elektra's not been done. We got Carnage.
Yeah.
Star-Lord.
Yeah. Oh.
They have to bring back the Devil Dinosaur at some point, right?
Yeah.
Captain Falcon. Deadpool. Or Jean. There's a few things here got you Jean Grey token, so it could be a Jean Grey.
Could be.
Maybe they're going to pump her up for you a little bit if you get some of those other first place finishes.
I hope not. I would like to get her first before having that event, but because I don't have her yet.
Right.
But the event that Invisible Woman versus Quicksilver told me there was no pairing whatsoever regarding a storyline, and yet when Hulkbuster comes up, it's against the Hulk.
Right.
So it's apparently either or, you know.
Right, but yeah, why Invisible Woman was that angry with Quicksilver? I have no idea.
Again, but I'm just trying to imagine who else it could have been. Doctor Doom, I suppose.
Yeah, why not just pump up a Doctor Doom?
Yeah, Doctor Doom, because I don't know, maybe you got to save him for Reed Richards.
Maybe? I mean, it's the whole Fantastic Four. You can just make a Doctor Doom every time. I mean, that is what he does.
Right, I guess it could be, yeah.
He does.
But Quicksilver absolutely made sense because he could burst through the invisibility.
Right.
He had that area attack. Not storyline. Yeah. I don't know. I think I'd rather go against Quicksilver than Doom any day of the week.
What did you guys get?
I received from mine, I was just looking it up because I figured someone was going to ask. I received a purple Deadpool.
Okay.
The 4-star.
Right.
So that gives me 2 purple for him. That's all I got, but it doubles his power, so.
Gregory?
Oh, boy, I'm trying to remember. Do you remember if I texted you guys what I got that night?
Probably.
Nope, you have been so angry about that green Invisible Woman, I just assume that what comes out of every legendary token that you get.
Man, I do not remember.
Way to choke.
Well, it wasn't Silver Surfer.
No, it was not.
Oh, nope. It was a Deadpool purple.
Both of you?
Interesting.
Nope, that was Ray's answer.
That was my answer.
That was terrible.
As of about 20 seconds ago.
Well, no, I'm reading your text on my iPad.
Well, while you trudge through week-old texts and messages on the internet, I chose to not open mine and stockpile it like all my other stuff.
Really? Are you serious?
No, I was just messing with Craig. I just wanted to make him even angrier. I absolutely opened it immediately, and I got a blue Falcon America.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I honestly don't remember what it was, because now I'm reading through these texts. I got super distracted about the other thing I had to rant to you guys about earlier this week, which wasn't in the things to bring up, but I'm bringing it up anyway.
Oh, no.
So it turns out if you fight against the computer, and the computer busts out Professor X, for the love, don't let Professor X stay invisible and match tiles. I was fighting him, and he had a protect tile that was lessening my damage by 5,478 per attack. So I was righteous uppercutting him for 1 point of damage.
Holy crap.
That was unfun times at the airport. I'm like, what is going on?
That's what you get for fighting Professor X.
Yeah, I guess. Charles told me I was done, and I'm like, you're right, I'm sorry. He got into my brain. I think he pulled a juggernaut move on me.
Right.
He got into my head. He shut off my brain. There was nothing else I could do.
Minus one.
Yeah, it was a super sad event. All right, this week's feature character is the Victor Vaughn. I didn't go to evil medical school for 7 years just to be called Mr. Dr. Doom.
Mr. Dr. Doom.
So Dr. Doom, pretty powerful character when they revamped him and gave him...
Added him the purple power?
Yeah, the purple power of I stare at you with my big giant head and explode you for all the damage.
Right.
Diabolical plot is a stunning amount of damage.
It is. It's a good power. I think he's a fairly balanced character. He's not exceptionally good, but he's very usable.
He's not as good as he should be for Doctor Doom.
I agree. I very much agree.
But I like him. I mean, you've got. I'm not. As far as I can remember, when back in the days when I read comics, Doctor Doom doesn't summon a lot of demons. But in this game, summon demons is his one power, which, is okay. Put your attack tiles out there. It's not as good as Mohawk's, but
close.
It can be serviceable.
It's close. Again, I don't know how much damage Mohawk's does at 166 level 5 of Hailstorm, but summon demons does quite a bit. Summon demons does right around 1100.
Right. She throws out 32 tiles at 39 each.
Oh, that's a lot of boxes with X's in them.
Right.
How are you ever going to get rid of, because
there's so many of them.
It starts out as like 1,250
Sorry,
damage.
I just got out to where you were going with that.
Yeah, there you go. That was just for Craig.
That was a Common Core math joke.
Yeah,
for the
Common Core math joke for anybody who was following along. But anyway, Ray was going to give us a real answer.
Yeah, so she puts out 32 tiles at 39 each. So it's 1,248.
Okay.
I have a calculator to do that. I did not do that in my head.
Nope, that's fine. So it is a little better.
Yeah, but then, it's real easy to start
making matches
away.
To whittle her down.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But it's hard to whittle them all down.
Correct.
So it's it's equivalent,
I
think.
Yes, I agree.
And then his blue power converts...
7, 8, 9 or all of them? Of blues?
That sounds right. Yeah, it converts all the blues to blacks.
Right.
To then fire up his summon demons.
Right.
And as we said, the Diabolical Plot puts out a tile every turn, and then as those build up, you can explode them later for a fair amount of damage. 952 rings a bell per tile.
Yes.
It's actually 1131.
Yeah, well, it's 1130 plus 1130 per tile.
Yes.
Oh, all right. You must have more of that power than I do in my Doctor
Doom. There is base damage plus damage per tile. So Diabolical Plot is pretty diabolical.
Yeah. So I was looking at the common builds online for him. And as it turns out, I do not have the most common build. The most common build is apparently 5-3-5, where you use Summon Demons and Diabolical Plot the most.
Right, because they, are dishing out damage. That's your goal.
Right, right. The way that I use him, because I do not have Summon Demons maxed out. I have him at 3-5-5. So I turn all blue tiles to black, and for the most part, my roster is full of high-level characters who use black. So I always have him paired with somebody else who has more powerful than his summon demons. So I use the Diabolical Plot to just devastate, and I use his Technopathic Strike to build other people's power.
Perfectly
basically.
Reasonable. I mean, that's clearly the same way that Craig uses the Scarlet Witch's power, and
right. That's
the same way that many people use the 3-star Iron Man's recharge power.
Yep.
To pump Red into, more useful characters.
Right.
So totally, I think that's a totally valid strategy, but I can understand why it's not the most popular strategy.
Yeah, I actually did not know that Summon Demons got as strong as it did. To be honest, I don't know that I've got that many black covers for him. I don't know if I could have maxed it out at this point. I just got him up to 166, about a month ago or so.
Yeah, I know I've not gotten that many covers for him to set it up that way.
I think the game, it comes and goes with who you get.
Right.
And Doom has not been the favored character for a while.
I agree. I think the tokens that you... I mean, not only are they applicable for the taco tokens, the things that you see in the vault, but I think they are, who's in the most heavy rotation.
Sure.
I don't know what you're talking about. My vault only contains two characters every time. It
only
consists of
two-star Wolverine
and yellow spandex Wolverine. That's all that's ever in my vault. In fact, those are the only tiles in the vault. I don't know what you're talking about, that there could possibly be any other thing else in the vault, because that's all that's in there.
Sorry. Your sadness fuels my happiness. There's some
real
Schadenfreude going on over here.
All right. That's Victor Von Doom. Besides I think we probably talked about what everyone got for best rewards, and sadly, since I couldn't remember mine, I wasn't much help there.
Right. I was actually, again... Since we have some time, and I had already mentioned that I have a phone account that's just separate from my active Longbox Heroes account, I was able to crack open quite a few tokens on there, even though I shouldn't have, but I couldn't resist. And I really made some good progress. I got out of my taco token, I managed a legendary token.
Oh.
And a legendary token gave me a red Hulkbuster. and on my phone, which, again, everything is much more low level, and I have the hardest time with all the events and all the Deadpools. I finally finished my first big enchilada and got the 3-star token. I was very proud of myself. It was really kind of cheating, but I didn't care because I was so excited to get a 3-star token. I had finally made it, struggled my way to the final fight, and I was, you know, pretty certain I was going to get wiped out. I had just a couple hit points left on 2-star Thor, and I noticed that one of my team-up tiles was Whales, 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 and I had enough Deadpool points to give it the maximum boost, so I just dropped every whale I had on him, and they're like, yeah, you did it! I was like, awesome, that's all it took.
Just dropping all the whales.
Dropping the whales, and so, I have somehow my most powerful 3-star character on this much smaller is the 3-star Iron Man. So I got a 3-star Iron Man cover and then opened up a Taco token and promptly got a 3-star Iron Man cover. So I've got him at like a whopping level 81.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, getting a legendary token from the Deadpool, that just, I don't know, it feels so much, it sounds like, you know, it's so rare. It makes it feel so much better.
I'm still not sure I'm following here. Are you telling me that you can get a legendary token that when I open it somehow turns into Moonstone or Yellow Spandex Wolverine? I'm not following here.
Right. I don't know. I don't know how it happens, but it might be my game has a glitch on it because I'm using this one on. No, you use others on a mobile device too. I don't know.
I do.
It's bizarre. I mean, I got to tell you though, I do still feel brief periods of hope because I'm not as beaten down by Taco tokens as you are. When I see a logo that I know exists both in 2- and 3-star form, I do have that brief, like, second of, maybe it's going to be, you know, 3-star Storm instead of 2-star Storm. And it never is.
Never.
But that's where my rewards, I had a fun reward week this week. Getting some legendary tokens was good. Getting that Luke Cage was a big, big boost to my playing ego. But I think that's about it.
Yeah, Luke Cage is a good character. I can't wait to get him maxed out. I've been using him in the Thick as Thieves event. I've actually been pairing him up with Daredevil and Iron Fist because they're all roughly the same level, and using them against the low level, the trivial fights.
Right.
Just to use them.
Sure.
Right?
I do that all the time. I understand. Yeah.
And he is fun.
Yep.
Can't wait for him to do real damage.
Yep. So, Ray, I believe you were going to take some time to address some listener comments and some user feedback.
Yes. So, we've got several comments. A couple that I wanted to actually mention. I did want to thank everybody for we got a lot of positive responses in comment section and on Reddit. So thank you everyone for listening. And
definitely shout out to all the Redditors out there.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. A big big high five to Mr. Stink Palm and his stinky palm. So maybe not a high five. I don't want to actually touch his hand and get the stink palm.
He is a Redditor. I'm really hoping that his name is a reference to my favorite Kevin Smith movie, Mallrats.
LaFours.
In any case, yeah, he was one of the ones I want to mention. He has some rather lengthy informational comments, specifically this last time about combining Hulk and other characters, how to combine their powers to best effect. A little bit too lengthy to go into detail here, but if anybody is interested, you can find the post on Reddit. And his is the long comment. It is long, but it's worth a read because he obviously has spent a lot of time in the
knowledge.
Game. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The other thing I thought I'd mention, user Spidero, I'm thinking that's how you pronounce it, had a question for us about Silver Surfer. He ran into a Silver Surfer on a PvP event that was 335 and was wondering about our opinions on players that have maxed out Silver Surfer. Basically that they would be literally winning every PvP or PvE event without any challenge because of just that one single character. Do you have any comments on that?
I think that would be true, except for the other people who spend a bunch of money on this game and will also have Silver Surfer. So I think it will become a fight between the people who have spent a lot of money to buy their Silver Surfers.
Right. I suppose if, you know, the one percenters want to challenge the other one percenters to, you know, float to the top. And that's fine. If someone, I mean, I like to spread my my gaming finances around. This game requires $0, so I play it the most and invest exactly $0 into it. But, you know, I know lots of people that buy lots of games, you know, that, you know, as soon as a game comes out, you know, you're looking to drop $59.95, $69.95. Maybe they don't have interest in that type of games. Maybe they don't like downloading DLC. Maybe they like to spend, you know, a couple $100 a year on this game that they're, you know, just that dedicated to. And I'm okay with that. You know, they're willing to make that financial sacrifice, so they should be allowed to reap the rewards. I'm not prevented from making the same sacrifice, and everything I feel that you need to play this game successfully and have fun is available for free, so I'm willing to go the long road.
I would comment that, from what I understand, the people who are going for these silver servers are not just dropping a couple $100. There was one comment that I saw that was about dropping $2,000 just to get silver server built up.
Wow.
And the person was commenting on how they were complaining about other people spending way too much money.
That definitely sounds like a pot kettle situation.
Yeah,
he claimed that he was a former whale who was complaining about the other whales who played this game, because he no longer spends the money, so other people shouldn't either.
Okay.
I would also say that in my experience in the PvP, I have not encountered a single person with Silver Surfer.
I have
so
either.
I think that it's I don't know, maybe they are balancing it out, maybe, because there was a comment saying that the Silver Surfer won't count in your slice, you know, determining what slice you're in.
Oh.
I don't think that's true at all.
No, I think if you luck into a Silver Surfer, he will artificially bump you up into a higher tier.
Yeah, which is kind of unfortunate for the people who are still, you know, on the 2-star transition.
Right.
If they luck into a Silver Surfer, they suddenly have this level 250.
Right.
But then again, you've got this level 250 now, so...
Right, it should help you power through the story events for sure.
Yeah. I mean, and so far in our alliance, I believe we have 2 people with Silver Surfer, so it's not incredibly common. I don't think many people in the alliance put much money into it.
Well, it's not me, right? In case you're wondering, it's not me.
I can't say that I haven't put any money into it, because at one point I had no hero points and I had 3 characters that I just didn't want to sell. So I've put some money into it, but not. It's definitely under $50.
I will admit to the exact same situation. When I started playing, I was like, "Ooh, characters! Those are good to have, right?" And I needed some more character slots, so whatever the $19.99 level of hero points is, I bought it right up and opened up character slots, and I was like, oh, wait a minute, Juggernaut is not as good as I had hoped. Oh my god, Yelena Belova is the worst character in the game. I should get rid of these people immediately for anybody else.
But then you've got the slots, and then
yeah, the slots are there, and they stick around, and now I have a ton of guys.
The way I look at it, these... you know, the game is free to download, and I put a lot of time into it, so why not throw a little bit of money in there? I don't think of it as, you know, paying money for a slot, but make more like making a donation and getting a reward for that.
The good people at D3 deserve a little something-something every now and again.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not sure they need to $2,000 worth of something-something from one person, but I'm down with throwing them, you know, normal game amounts of money.
Right. But as far as the Silver Surfer, like I said, I haven't encountered anybody who I had to fight with a Silver Surfer. So I'm just going to think that they're utilizing that. They're making sure that the people with Silver Surfer are going to be fighting other people who have him built up. So I don't think it's a game breaker.
Yeah.
No, I agree. It's definitely odd, but I agree.
All right, that's all I got for this week.
Right.
Yes, that is all the comments.
All right. Ian, tell us about the soon-to-be-named network.
Yes, welcome to the soon-to-be-named podcast network that we share with some other shining stars, like Leonard and Todd over at the Long Box Heroes, where they discuss all things comics. We've got the Fresher and Parlance Show, which is you can find it on YouTube. It's a live interactive show where they discuss weekly news and pop culture. There is the Podvocacy Show, hosted by Jason and Dave, and they all things pop culture, everything from, I think they even touch on a little bit of Puzzle Warrior, not Puzzle, we're the Puzzle Warriors, but they do talk about Marvel Puzzle Quest, wrestling, TV, movies, anything that tickles their fancy. Another Leonard-centric podcast is Dad Stractions, which also includes Brian, where they discuss the their interests, hobbies, families, things that keep them sane while continuing to be excellent fathers all around. And last but certainly not least are the fine folks over at the Prodigal Sons podcast, which include Mr. Jared Lanham, Adam, Brian, and myself, where we discuss absolutely anything we want at any given moment. Unfortunately, I can give you no more information than that because sometimes we'll discuss news, sometimes we'll discuss pop culture, sometimes we'll discuss local political office races that are heating up in the Milford area of Pennsylvania. You just never know. So stay tuned. Check us all out. We are the soon-to-be-named network, and we are the newest members, the Brave Puzzle Warriors 3, all Marvel Puzzle Quest all the time.
If we have any kids listening, know that the Prodigal Sons gets a little blue at times.
Oh, my God. So much cursing.
It is the cursing show on the network.
It's definitely the R-rated podcast. It's not that spicy, but...
There are links to all of these podcasts and YouTube on puzzlewarriors3.com if you are interested.
Yes, so go to the page, follow the links, check us out.
As always. We want to thank everybody for joining us here. Yet again, for this was episode number 6. You can find out more info on puzzlewarriors3.com. You can grab the podcast there. You can grab it from iTunes. You can grab it from Podomatic. Please choose one of those sources. Help us push up our ratings on the Podomatic Games and Hobbies section. We're looking to climb up on the top, and it's thanks to listeners like you. So please, if you have any comments or questions, send them to us either via link on our webpage. Make a comment on Reddit. We'll definitely see it on there. You can subscribe to our Twitter feed, which is @PuzzleWarriors3. Am I missing something else? I think that's all of them.
No. I'm so enthusiastic about listener comments and this particular podcast that I've started checking my Twitter once a day.
Wow.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah. Mind-blowing stuff happening here. You heard it first.
All right. Goodbye for now, everyone. And remember... If you're gonna grill, keep your flame on. Good night.
See you guys.
See ya.